T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Talking. All right, guys, help me solve a fight with the wife. Okay, tell me whose side you're on. My wife and I had our anniversary yesterday, and it's just brought up an interesting fight because I'm trying to do a good husband stuff, and so I do the laundry. I'm the guy who handles the laundry. But so I wash some of her clothes, and when I wash some of her clothes, a couple of things always happens. One, I shrink them because they're like these sweaters or dainty things. Yeah. I don't really understand how women's clothes work. Like, so for me, I'm like, if you want me to wash your clothes and you don't want something dry, then you need to put them in off to the side. You need to handle it. If not, I'm just going for it. This is how I do laundry, and everything goes in the one load. Everything goes into the dryer. That's how it works.
Ooh.
Second thing is, if there's something in your pockets, it's on you to figure out how or to take them out. Because once it's in the basket, that is, to me, you're saying it's ready to be washed. If it's in the basket saying this is dirty, I don't need to check the pockets. 314-531-9898.
I mean, I guess I agree with you with the pocket thing.
It's either who's responsible, the person who throws the clothes in, says I'm dirty, or the person doing the laundry. Who is responsible?
Okay, I guess I could agree with you for that. But
thank
for
you.
The how she, like, if she doesn't like her things thrown in the dryer and you're the laundry man.
Then put them in a separate thing. This is just washed on a... If it's in the wash machine,
if you're the laundry man, be the laundry man. That's what I'm saying.
It's not my responsibility. It's not the last line of defense. I hate that excuse. Check your pockets before you put in the basket.
I agree with that. You know, I think about how Sarah and I do it. It's pretty much everything goes into the laundry room, and sometimes it goes into the laundry. If you have something that needs to be, you know, air dried, you make sure that that's told beforehand.
Yes, I got to have instructions.
And sadly, we
can just guess your sweater. I don't know all this stuff. I need instructions. Hey, there's this sweater. This sweater gets air dried. That's fine. But sometimes you're like, wasn't it obvious? No, it's not obvious to me. They all look the same to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've washed
pretty easy
items.
To learn.
We've washed tons of items that have had stuff in the pockets because the kids left
whose
papers
fault?
Or things.
And it's the kid's fault.
It's the kid's fault. Yeah.
Brett, if you're doing my laundry, in my house, the way we do it, if somebody else does my laundry, they will throw it in the dryer after and won't start it. So then I can go in and be like, oh, okay, I know this shirt can't be dried, this can't be dried, and I'll take that out, and then I'll just start the dryer. But that way I'm also not hogging the washer.
But then you're hogging the dryer.
That's a good thing.
It takes longer to dry than it takes to wash. You got to get the drying going. All right, what's your opinion? 314-531-9898. If you were to wash something and there's something in someone's pocket, gum, pens, whose fault is it? 314-531-9898. It's the argument that happens in every single house. Whose responsibility is it when it comes to a washing error, I guess we can call it? Is it the person who threw it in the basket and says, hey, go ahead and wash it? There could have been a pen in there, could have had money in there, could have had, like, she ended up having, and it got everywhere and just got all over her stuff, was Kleenex from the kids, and then it just skin's disintegrated, and then it's just all over stuff. It's like the lint brush, rewash it. She's like, didn't you check the pockets? And I was like, no, I didn't check the pockets. I do the laundry, but you put it in the basket. That means it's good to go. It means you're ready to throw it in, wash it. Is it your responsibility to check the pockets before? Like, some people break the washing machine because they got, like, you know, money or coins and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. That's on the person who left them in the pockets, not on the person who's doing the wash. What are people saying on the text line?
Tons of texts coming in. One of them says, if you're going to volunteer to do the laundry at home, cough, cough, Brett Mega, learn how to do it properly. It's not difficult. With whites, colors with colors, delicates with delicates, jeans with jeans.
Oh, I don't even do all
jeans.
That. No. If you want all that, separate it yourself.
I don't separate my laundry.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. What?
If you want it,
psycho.
If you want it separated, separate it. Then I will take it from there.
No.
You got to do something. What am I supposed to do? Take your clothes off of you yourself? I mean, Jesus.
Okay, another one's good. It says, I do the laundry in our house and I do not check pockets. If money was left and I find it in the laundry, then it's my tip. My now grown kids used to tip me often for doing their laundry.
Agreed.
Someone says, Brett's just being lazy.
Who said that?
They didn't leave a name.
Say your name, people.
It's under
Connie
a K
says,
Mega.
Yeah, the guy who's doing the laundry is the lazy one? I need more context.
If I'm taking the time to do the laundry, you can take the time to check your pockets before you throw them in the basket.
Mm-hmm. You are telling me this is good to go, saying run it. 314.
I'm going to keep arguing if you're the laundry guy, be the laundry guy and do it right.
That's when you say this is good to go, it means it's good to go. You don't it's not like I need to fix their sandwich, like going back there and make the sandwich. You hand me my sandwich when I'm done. I go, see you later. I'm going to go eat it. I don't need to put it all together then.
Yeah, and I think the laundry being done right is making sure that the detergent is in correctly.
Yeah.
That's hard. Is right.
I got to put the detergent in. I got to shift it over.
Yeah, you don't want to
have
the bleach
in if it's not white.
Then I got to
put all the stuff away.
Right.
Putting laundry away once it's dried is like another beast.
Oh,
that's all
worst.
On me. Yeah.
Leave it on the chair.
Yeah. Paul from Festus, you got some husband advice for me?
Yes. Well, the pockets, that's on the pockety wear.
Okay.
Because who wants to reach in somebody's pocket and pull out a snot rag or something like that?
Exactly. Right.
I mean, if you're the laundry
gross.
Man.
You know,
it's a dirty job.
It's not for the laundry man. But as far as for the clothes, Brett,
yes.
Get two baskets. One that you dry and one that you don't.
That's
one that's for delicates.
I would be okay with that. So
it shouldn't be that hard to figure it out.
She needs to separate it. Then she needs to say, hey, this is the basket where everything can go in the dryer. And then this is the basket. As soon as you're done washing it, I need it hung up. You do the work.
Yeah.
You separate it, and then I'll take it over.
I'm with Fred on that because I'm a guy, and I would just throw everything in the washer. And I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
I don't let anybody touch my laundry anymore.
Really? See, nope. I think it's like one of the biggest fights when it comes to couples. When it's like the laundry. Especially because women's clothes is crazy. Guys are easy. Short, like t-shirts and jeans.
I have to do like 6 different loads of laundry every single time because I even separate brands sometimes.
Separate brands?
Like I only will wash my Lululemon stuff with Lululemon stuff, nothing else.
How many baskets you got in your house?
Just piles everywhere. I'm not organized.
Still commercial free on Y98.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.